Good afternoon, gamblers.
T-Bone.
This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates.
Correct.
It is, what is it? Tuesday, April 23rd.
Hi,
it's been a long week already. We were very, very hot. Last night was our first 500 action in a long, long time. You know what? 500 isn't bad. I mean, you split.
Not bad, Tony.
I mean, you're not winning, but you're not losing either.
Yeah, that's the main
it
thing.
Is what it
and
is.
When you're not losing in betting, you're technically still winning in my book.
Yep.
So let's go through last night. What happened? Utah plus three.
Boom.
Nice job, Jeffrey.
I'm just saying.
You had a lot of doubters in this room.
Yeah. A lot of them.
I wasn't one of them.
Giggles, laughing at me.
Not me.
Few of you.
Not Todd. Must have been someone else in here.
I heard the listeners.
The under 214.5. Nice little pick from Toddy there.
Wait, Toddy.
The New York Yankees won 4-3 against Los Angeles Angels.
There's a
W. The Nats blew a lead to the Colorado Rockies. So we'll just say we're on the right side there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. We're on the right side there. Mm-hmm. The Dallas Stars. How does that make you feel, Gorms?
Feels pretty good.
Does it?
Well, not really. I like the Nashville Predators, but you know when I'm picking
games.
You're
calling it though.
When I'm picking games,
yeah.
It feels pretty good.
I love the Dallas Stars.
How about that?
I mean, now that they're starting to score, they've had defense all season long.
It's the underdog for this NHL. Keep that in mind. It is the underdog year in the NHL playoffs.
And then our losers under 221, Milwaukee, Detroit.
My bad.
It was just by a couple.
Yeah.
Just by a couple.
Mm-hmm. But
Philadelphia, the Phillies.
Yeah.
Lost to the Mets 5-1.
Harper gets tossed third inning or something.
Fucking Mats comes out and throws a gem after he was terrible last time. Yeah, what was Harper? Harper wasn't even a bat, and he comes
just
out.
Three batters later, about still on balls and strikes, so they heaved him.
Yeah. And then the old Buccos lost 12-4.
How about that, boys? Now, I was pretty confident on that because you betting on a Pittsburgh baseball club organization.
No, that was not my pick.
I know, but it was part of the thing in there, and I thought something like that.
Well,
Tony
I felt good
until like,
Arizona for 11 runs in the last three innings.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
That's a good reason
we're
why.
We're going to give you on the right side there for, I mean, six
that's
innings.
That's a good point that you bring that up. It's a good reason why if you're betting on a game because of the starters – and you don't trust the bullpens. Take first five for baseball.
Yep. There you go.
That would have been a nice little pick there.
Yeah.
Because 11 in the last three innings is not ideal for that bet.
Trendy Todd will hop on that. You watch. There'll be first fives galore coming up.
He showed me a couple of his picks earlier today, and I'm pretty sure I saw a couple first fives.
Yeah,
there.
I got one for sure.
All right, so let's get into tonight. We have a huge night in the NBA, huge night in the NHL, and then we'll have our MLB picks. Let's start in the NBA. San Antonio Spurs versus the Denver Nuggets is the first game that we're going to go. The current line is Denver minus 5.5 at home. What do you boys think?
I'm taking Denver minus the 5.5. I'm throwing them at home. Tough place to play. San Antonio, Popovich, you've done a hell of a job. You just don't have the horses this year, brother. And a home game for this Denver Nuggets. High-scoring team. The Stars are going to be out. I like them to cover the 5.5.
I've been on the Spurs the entire series. And for some reason, I'm going to switch and go with the Nuggets as well in this game. There's just something about going back to Denver, and the Spurs have not been great on the road this year. So I think I'm going to lean the Nuggets on this one. It's not a definite for me, but a little toe in the water.
It's a flip-flop for me because they've both grabbed a game at each place. So I'm going to stay away from that, but I am going to take the over. I got it at 211. I don't know what it is right now. All right, so because the over has covered in the last three games.
Okay.
Of the four, and this is the highest total it's been in the series, but they all surpassed 211.
Yes.
So I think it's an easy cover.
Okay. All right, let's move on from there. So there we're taking the – looks like we're going to lean Nuggets and the over for that one.
Like it.
Let's go to Toronto, where the Orlando Magic had their Raptors are minus 12.5 favorites at home. What do you guys got here?
We saw this game last night with Milwaukee Detroit.
I'm glad you said that.
We saw this game last night. Same thing. Folks, listen, Toronto, good team. Are they going to come out of the East? I don't know. But we're talking about Orlando. And you know who Orlando is? They're Orlando.
Correct.
Huge game tonight on the road at Toronto. This one gets crazy, and I'm talking an easy cover for the Raptors.
I have a hard time mentioning anyone's name on the Orlando Magic team besides the dude who...
Aaron Gordon?
Yeah, besides the dunk contest dude, Aaron Gordon. Other than that, I couldn't tell you anyone on the fucking Orlando Magic.
I think Scotty Skiles is still the head coach down there, isn't he? Yeah.
But just like the Bucks last night, closing it out, it does feel like a similar situation. Yeah. Orlando didn't do... They could have, I guess, extended the series at home by another game, but Toronto coming home, I like Toronto as well.
The over-under is at 206. I love the under. They haven't hit that yet in all four games. They've only in one game have they come within 13 points of that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and that was the 205. But the rest of them, the highest they've scored, the total's been 193. So I'm definitely on the under.
I love fucking Statty Todds. next game, we got the Nets at the Sixers. Sixers minus 8.5. This has been an absolute brawl of a series. Nets got a little bit unlucky, I think, at the end of the last game. What do you guys got here?
I'm going Brooklyn. I'm taking the 8.5. I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but they're chippy. They still got good players. I don't care. Jared Allen, they got LaVert, Dinwiddie there, and, of course, Russell. I am just saying they will show up tonight. They may not win this game, but they're chippy. We saw everything that happened with Jared Dudley. We saw that. Another game-time decision out of Joel Embiid, meaning he is not 100%. Yes, he'll play tonight, in my opinion. I just like a close game tonight. They finish it out, but it's a close one.
What do you think, Todd?
I saw this, and this was an interesting trend for me. Teams that have lost three straight games and are the underdog in their next playoff game have gone 41-58-2, 41% against the spread.
Okay.
I like that here. I have Joel Embiid listed as probable. Mm-hmm. I know he's not 100%, but I love that trend. I got Philly at 8, about half a point. I don't know what they're still at 8.5 right
now.
I feel pretty comfortable with that. I mean, I just think, you know, Brooklyn's dumped the last three. I don't see them going shit crazy tonight.
I am staying away from this game because I do think the Sixers will win, but I don't know if it'll be by more than 8.5. You two are on opposite sides there, so we're going to leave that up off of the cup of coffee a day parlay. Last NBA game of the night, the Thunder go to Portland. The Blazers, Trailblazers are -4 here.
Toto.
I got a -4, no problem. I think fucking Oakland is done. They in the three games that they've won all three by more than that.
Correct.
Two of them way more than that.
Yep.
So I don't see a problem with them covering this 4. And I also like the under at 220.5 in all three losses, you know, or all three of the losses that Oklahoma City has.
Yeah.
They've not come near that. So.
It's weird.
If they're dumping tonight at Portland, I don't think they cover.
Westbrook went, 0-for-7 in the second half last game?
Yeah, they're a mess.
He's been up and down. They're a mess. They are the worst team to listen to in the press conferences afterward. I don't know if Russ Westbrook has rubbed off on Paul George or not, but they're just like the biggest fucking assholes in the world after. I don't even know if they want to play anymore. I'm gonna go Portland as well.
It's not about Portland. CJ McCollum is playing crazy right now, crazy good. Obviously, Dame Lillard's Dame Lillard. Tough place to play. It's about OKC. We got hurt shoulders on Paul George. He's going to be going under the knife after the season ends. We don't know what the hell's going on with Russ Westbrook. You guys are gonna laugh at me.
We would never do that.
He would still be. If I was a GM and I could have my pick of, not my number one overall pick, but I would love to have Russ Westbrook on my team and build, not around him, but build with him. I love the way he plays. I think he's one of the finest basketball players to play in the NBA in decades. I really do, the way he plays the game. But they are so... so screwed up, and
it
I don't know
makes
what's
you
going
think
on.
There's a problem in the locker room.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. What I mean? They're so screwed up because we got two big alpha dogs there now. One guy coming back after being there thought he'd only be there for a cup of coffee. I'll wind it up. My point is this: they're just a mess right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a mess, and you've got two of the top 10 players in the league, and they can't get out of the first round. It's a mess. This game will show that tonight.
They've been a mess for a long time.
Yeah.
Like it just
Billy Donovan's still safe over there, though.
It's.
I mean, they haven't hit 100 points in 3 out of the 4 games.
Yeah, I don't get it. So. I don't know if they don't have besides those two and Steven Adams, anyone else who can, just, they don't have a stretch really.
I know, but the main, you know, the main factor in all of this is Russ, and it's just Russ. And if he's not going to give up tonight, but he's going to take that team on its back. And guess what? There could be 38 shots out of Russ tonight.
Yeah, you're right, 1,000%. You know? All right, let's move to the diamond before we go to the NHL playoffs. Todd, I know Gorms, you rained out again.
No, I'm not actually. Seattle's on the board tonight, and I'm riding with them. We're starting a new hot streak. So just throw that in, and you know what? If you don't have room on the cup of coffee day parlay, hey, no skin off this nose.
All right, so you're just going the Mariners against the
right
Padres.
Now today. Yeah, I am engulfed in NHL and NBA playoffs. My rainouts will be made up very, very soon.
I don't mind taking the Mariners against the Padres. The Padres are not a good team in any way. Todd, what do you have tonight?
I have the under, I think it's a 5 in the first 5 innings, the Reds versus Braves.
There we go, first 5 out of the gate.
Two pitchers, Gausman and Gray, that don't allow a lot of runs.
Yep.
And after that point, I also like the Braves money line in this because I trust the bullpen of Atlanta more than I do Cincinnati.
Yeah, and also Cincinnati, not a good team either.
Right.
What else you got? Are those your two?
That's all I got.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have the under in Mets and Phillies today, under 8.5. Zach Eflin and Zach Wheeler both have been good this year, so I'm going under the 8.5 of that today. The unders have been great for me as far as baseball is concerned, so I'm sticking with them today. That's my pick today. Nicky Raldi is busy right now, so we are going to go with NHL on our own. We have the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Boston Bruins. Is this a Game 7?
Yes, it is. And the last two times these two teams have played in a Game 7 in the last 3 years, Toronto has held the lead after two periods in Game 7 and went on to lose those two games. It changes tonight on the road in Boston. Mike Babcock takes the Maple Leafs over the Bruins. And I know if Nick Meraldo was here right now, he'd be laughing at me. But I like Toronto on the road tonight.
All right. You like Toronto on the road?
I do.
You haven't picked against Toronto this entire series, have you?
Not this series. No, I think they're going to win the series. I thought I think Toronto has something. They can score their way out of trouble, Tony.
Oh, look who it is.
Scoring their way out of trouble.
Nicky Skates comes in just in time.
Maybe he could sense what was happening.
He did. He heard
that Jeff Gorman was picking Toronto to win tonight. What do you think?
What? Toronto on the road gets the 7th game jitters off their back.
What do you think?
We went through it in depth in Hockey Talk, how bad Toronto is in Game 7s, how bad Babcock is in Game 7s,
yeah.
How bad they are, especially against the Bruins. And then the Drake curse, all that piled on top of each other. I don't see it. Bruins in 7.
I think it's Babcock. You get on Boston Connor all the time for being a homer, but you sneak your little homer picks in there.
No, but I do.
It makes you feel good about
them. Like the Pistons, 12.5, a little bit of homer.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Picking the Preds all series, a little bit of homer.
No, but this one is they are starving for a championship in Toronto. Starving. And they have the right man at the helm. That's all I'm saying. So I've hopped on that bandwagon since he was hired.
Well, I tell you what, since Nick's on the other side, we're not putting it on the cup of coffee.
You don't have to. But we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Just know that Jeffrey Gorman's on the Maple Leafs and Nick's on the Bruins.
Yeah, so whoever you like.
That way. Yeah. All right, and then the last game of the night, the other Game 7, the Vegas Golden Knights go to San Jose. San Jose is currently -120 favorite. You get Vegas Golden Knights. I'm seeing even money. What do you two have on that?
This scares me because I picked the Knights to go after the Penguins got eliminated. I was like, all right, I'm jumping on the Knights bandwagon. I think they're going to get it done. They looked great at the time, and then ever since – it's just something about San Jose. Something's going on there. Martin Jones the other night, 58 saves.
That's a lot of saves.
I like the Sharks at home, and that pains me to do so because my heart wants to pick Vegas. I think they can pull it off, and I like the value, but we're betting here. We're playing with real money. I'm taking the Sharks at home.
Shark Tank's a tough place to play.
And let us not forget, I'm also on the Sharks with you, Nick, and let's not forget
the
last shot.
The fucking mic?
The last shot. The last shot that the Flower faced. He let in.
Yeah,
at home.
It was not a great one either.
So good luck with that in the back of your head. I like San Jose.
Oh, he'll bounce back. I think he's going to play great, but it's just...
If there's one thing I know about the Flower, he will give up some softies.
Yeah.
But come Game 7, he is normally
lights
on top
are on,
of his
Tony.
Shit. I think I'm going with the Knights. Game of Thrones is back.
Knights? Game of Thrones? Is that a sign?
I mean, Sharks have been around for millions of years, Todd. They're apex predators. So it's a tough call. But yeah, either way, like there's good value on the Knights. And like I said, I want to take them, but I just game seven at home. I'm 90% of the time I'm taking the home team.
Well, both of you like them, so.
Either way, it's going to be an incredible, incredible night of action for NBA and NHL playoffs. When's the next Hockey Talk?
Wednesday.
Could be tomorrow.
I
could
believe.
Be.
Yeah. AQ's got an interesting rehab schedule, so we try and play around that. But I think it'll be Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. Because the NFL is more important than this or than us doing podcasts. Well, we're all done. Thank you. All right. Let's go through the cup of coffee.
This is a winner.
Day
this
parlay.
A winner, boys.
We got a 10 teamer.
Nice.
Ooh, it's 10 to win quite a bit. Okay. So pay attention.
Oh, boy.
Denver Nuggets -5.5.
Got it. It's a win.
Spurs at altitude.
It's a win.
The under that game, 211. Sorry, over 211. That's my bad, Todd, right?
Yep, over 211. Over.
Okay, over sounds like a win.
Over sounds like a win. The Raptors put the Magic out of their fucking misery.
Doesn't sound like a win. It is a win.
The under 206 in that game,
Todd?
For old Toddy boy.
Yep.
Under 221, sure. Thunder Trailblazers.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Trailblazers -4.
I like that one.
Seattle Mariners +110.
There we go. Come on, boys.
First five under five. Braves, Reds from old Thotty Boy.
Let's go, yep. Todd.
He likes the Braves in that game as well. And then I have the under 8.5 Phillies and Mets.
Drum roll, please.
5 to win $3,600.
That's $5.
That'll cover you
That's
for
That's a lot of $100.
That's $5 for
$3,600.
Whatever you're doing, washing the car or on the shitter, get up and go place this bet.
It's $5.
I mean, no matter where you live, that'll cover your rent and stuff yeah. for a long time.
That's right. Even in Frisco.
At least a fucking quarter, hopefully. All right. With all that being said,
let's go.
You take those picks. You gamble with them wherever you gamble now. It doesn't matter to us as long as they pay out. Mm-hmm. You follow us on the Action app, myaction.app/brobrobrobets. You can follow us on Twitter @brobrobets. Subscribe, rate, review, send us your picks. Also send us your questions. We will answer any of those on here anytime you want. We are here for you. Any advice you need, we're here.
I like that, Tony.
We're like your degenerate uncle.
Yeah, giving.
Who, you don't feel comfortable going to your old pops to ask
yeah, come
degenerate
to bro,
gambling
bro.
Questions?
Yeah.
Head over here.
Come on over.
Take your seat. Grab something to drink. Let's talk.
And then before you leave, you know what we're going to do?
Yeah.
We're going to wish you good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
We're going to slip you a 5 and wish you good luck.
Don't fuck us, Denver.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.